mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number two of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. And we're scheduled to have Phil Jahan on from 911letsroll.org here in a second to go over his website and some of the things he covers. We're also going to continue with your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls early in this hour for Bob and others that are patiently holding. And again, the websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Some of the other news that I want to go over just briefly is this first. House bill would enforce Patriot Act secrecy clause. This out of the News Standard. And it says, even as the government increasingly comes under fire from civil libertarians for using Patriot Act provisions to seek personal information without probable cause, some lawmakers are working to expand those powers. Why is every article I've ever read say civil libertarians? It's people who love freedom, people who don't want their rights trampled, people who don't want to be slaves. How about citizens? But it's always this tiny little group. It says, in recent months, signs of public outrage have begun to surface over the FBI's use of national security letters to secretly demand information from businesses and public agencies about their clientele under one of the most controversial sections of the USA Patriot Act. Third-party record holders who receive NSLs requesting information about their patrons are forbidden from telling anyone about the letter. Well, it's like the ACLU sued Ashcroft over the Patriot Act, secretly going into bookstores, businesses, getting records, and threatening people with arrest under terrorism if they tell anybody that they were searched without a warrant, by the way. These are just blanket, search whoever you want, blank checks. Well, then they were blocked from disclosing their lawsuit. And then, of course, it got leaked. But now you sue the government, and they say, oh, you're blocked from telling anyone you're suing us. I mean, how is that terrorism? How are they protecting us that way? It's just absolutely amazing. We'll go more over this. Do we have our guest, Stephanie? Fabulous. Phil Jahan has a popular website. It's 911letsroll.org. And we've covered a lot of what's been posted on the site. And I agree with quite a bit of it. Some, I guess, have taken it as criticism that on the subject of the Pentagon, on the subject of missile pods on the aircraft, I have simply said, and I sell videos that cover this, folks, and I put stories up every week about it, but I've just simply said that, yes, I focus on that, but I also focus on all the other concrete evidence that cannot be debated. I think we should cover it all, and that's all I've said on the subject, and then some have taken that as criticism out there. But no, I think Phil Jahan's doing some good work, and we're honored to have him on the broadcast with us. Phil, good to be here. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be here. How are you?
Good. Your voice is doing better than it was yesterday.
A lot better.
I was getting you set up for the show yesterday, and you sounded like you were having a... You've been a busy beaver, have you not?
Yeah, I've been on the East Coast for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Went up to Ground Zero. And, spent time down at Ground Zero talking to people there and trying to find new evidence and things like that. And after, I went to Ground Zero, I came down to Washington and have been basically, knocking up and down doors on Embassy Row.
Well, when we get back, I want to go over the missile pods and when you first noticed this and when we first noticed this a year and a half ago and some of the reports you brought forward and this latest info. Do your sources know? I mean, how do we confirm this of, who one of the pilots was supposedly, reportedly, according to you and others, shooting down Flight 93? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes and 16 seconds into this second hour. And again, the websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're honored to have Phil Jahan on the broadcast. A lot of you have called in about his website, 911letsroll.org. I think he's brought up a lot of really important questions and aspects of 9/11. That are very revealing. And let me just say that about a year and a half ago, we first began reporting about bizarre structures on the aircraft, and other people simultaneously a year and a half ago were noticing this. Phil put together just an incredible array of evidence on the subject, whereas we just put up a web page and wrote a few pages about it in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Phil has gotten a lot of attention because he's really focused on it, and he's focused on the Pentagon and some other key issues, which I think is good. But first, I want to ask Phil Jahan how he got into all of this, and when he started Let's Roll, and then I want to get into the what's really going on with Flight 93. But first off, Phil, tell us about yourself and tell us about how you set up the website and why you decided to focus on these bizarre blisters on the bottom of the aircraft, which airline pilots I've talked to have looked at it. And I don't even mean the photos on his website, folks. I mean, those are obviously authentic, but, the video stills. But I still video, I taped videos I got myself. It's on there. Okay, and then you have bombs in the buildings. That's totally confirmed. The owner of WTC-7 says they blew it up on 9/11. It doesn't get any more out in the open than this. Phil, again, tell us about yourself and how you woke up to this.
Well, my initial awakening was about 2 or 3 months after 9/11. And the thing that really got me was just the Air Force not being able to, you know, take these planes out. It was something that kept gnawing in my mind. And, you know, I'm kind of ashamed to say it took me so long to see it, but that was the initial step that first got me to, you know, start looking into it. And as I learned more, you know, I was going through the stuff with the Pentagon, the stuff at the World Trade Centers, and I was convinced that they were right, but it took such an, you know, incredible amount of study to look into it and to study it and to, you know, erase plausible deniabilities. Along my studies, research, I found a single video that was made by a gentleman in Germany. His name is Christian Czech, and he had put together something from his recording from Spiegel TV, and that's the greenish video that you see on the front page of letsroll911.org. Oh, excuse me, my voice is just really, really bad. But probably about a year ago, I came across that movie, and, you know, at first I thought it was a fraud. I thought that, you know, this has got to be somebody that just, you know, is playing games with people's emotions. And as I set out to see if there was other footage that would confirm it, I found 5 or 6 different sources that show the same thing. And I started a thread on another forum, and the purpose of the thread was to educate myself and to be able to present this to people to convince them of what happened, because I thought it was so simple.
This is a great case point example of one person starting something on a forum who now has a website that gets millions of visitors a month. I would guess you get millions of visitors a month.
Oh, I wish, Alex. That's got to be your website.
Well, we get a lot of calls about your website. Yeah, we get tens of millions a month, but. But I do get a lot of calls about your site. Well, certainly it's gotten a lot of attention. I've seen it in some newspapers.
Really? What newspapers? That's news to me.
I've seen it mentioned here and there in a few articles, yeah.
That's terrific. I had, you know, put this thread up so that I could have something to show. I was calling congressmen and senators' offices and news media outlets, and I needed something to show them while I was on the phone with them so that they could actually see it, or else, you know, it's just some person calling up a stranger saying, hey, there's missiles on this airplane that hit the World Trade Center, and it's not very believable unless they can see it. So I took the evidence and I put it in the thread, and that's how I started my journey. And eventually, you know, I put it up on, you know, the website here, you know, and just developed it so that I would have something to show people.
Well, let's go over what it shows, because I went to videos I have. I went to it and looked at it, and certainly there's this big attachment to the bottom of one of the flights. It's undeniable. Aircraft pilots and others have looked at it and said, that's not on any plane like that. What is that? Clearly that's there. Clearly there is a flash on the building before the plane hits. Clearly. Now, my problem with all of this is that it can be debated all day long, and people can deny it. You can't deny that public officials were warned not to fly. You can't deny FBI paying for houses and cars and credit cards of hijackers. You can't deny the Bushes flying out the bin Ladens, even though they try to. But on subjects like this, people can try to deny it. But let's go over the evidence and what this shows.
Well, I found a lot of new evidence. I'm not sure the last time that you've been to the site, but
I was there last night, but go ahead.
Okay. One of the new pieces of evidence we found at hereisnewyork.com. And
I'll tell you what, let's start at the beginning, though. I mean, the scenario of what you're saying happened. Tell us that.
Of how I developed it and
No, we've already gone over that. I mean, the scenario of from the evidence you've got, what you're saying you think happened.
Well, in a nutshell, this aircraft, when it was about 3,000 feet away from the building, maybe 2,500 feet away, started to do some unique things. I've discovered that there's two large fuel downpours, jet sprays from the bottom of the aircraft, which start, you know, maybe, you know, about 2,000 or 3,000 feet before the building, and it's spraying down jet fuel. Probably, you know, this is my own estimate. I'm not a
I've seen it, and certainly something spraying out of the aircraft.
Yeah, and if you look at all the video footage, Alex, the purpose of the fuel was to blur all the videos, you know, that were being taken from the ground. To, you know, all this extra equipment and all this, you know, re-engineering of the aircraft. You know, if you when you're putting gas in a car and you see the fumes coming up.
Yeah, it creates a mirage.
Yeah, it kind of convolutes everything and it makes it hard to see. And that's the purpose of that. But there's also, excuse me, there's also, you know, like you said, a huge extra piece of equipment on the bottom fuselage of the aircraft.
Yeah, that can't be missed.
No, no. And
that's not just on one camera shot of it. That's now on several different cameras.
Oh, it's on CNN. It's on Fox. It's on ABC, Camera Planet, the New York Times, the LA Times. I mean, there's at least six different sources that I know of. It, you know, it's definitely there, and it's from all different angles. It's in every frame. It's undeniable that there's an extra piece.
Yeah, I've got footage of it, so.
But right before this aircraft hits the building, it shoots out a missile. And
well, you clearly see a flash under this, what looks like a cruise missile pod, and that's what the cruise missile pods, the external ones, look like on larger jet aircraft. You've got this thing affixed. There is a flash at the back. Then you see something shoot out, clearly, and then an impact ahead of the plane. And that clearly is on there. The question is, why would they do that? Because we know that they had bombs inside the building from eyewitnesses, seismographs, reports, the building being cleared before, bomb-sniffing dogs being pulled out days before, you know, the public officials, all of this. We know that. Why would they need to have missiles on top of it?
Well, I think there's a couple different reasons. I think there's three reasons. The first reason goes back to something that Colonel Don DeGrand Prix started right after September 11th. He was convinced that this plane could not have penetrated this hard structure unless there was something helping it in some way. He didn't have the data at the time to understand how the plane was absorbed into the building, as though it was just, you know, the building was just made like butter.
Now, by that, the plane would be sticking out of it or smash on the face of it, and parts of it would go through, but the entire thing like a hot knife through butter, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so the purpose of the missile, you know, is to, you know, soften up the structure to help absorb the airplane. Something that we found, Alex, and it's really exciting, you know, we found this 2 weeks ago. I went down to Ground Zero with a friend of mine named Deb Simon, and we were just going around talking to people and sharing, you know, I've got a little presentation that I give. It takes about 90 seconds. And I go through basically most of the stuff on my website and, you know, go a little bit into the controlled demolitions. And, you know, usually I get about 90%, you know, conversion rate with people. It's regardless of partisanship or, you know.
Yeah, that's the numbers we get.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And we were walking around and we were sharing this, and we found there was three Chinese ladies that were, you know, by the financial bridge selling commemorative photos, albums, and that kind of stuff. And we were looking for more footage. So we were looking through the albums, and we found a new picture, and this is the crispest, clearest picture that's, you know, as far as I know, that's ever been found of this airplane. And it's the only picture that I know of that shows the far side of the aircraft, the dark side of the plane. And this picture also shows that, you know, on the far side of the plane that's farthest away from you, there's an extra bomb that's tucked in between the engine and the pylon. So not only is there a missile on the right, but there's also, you know, a bomb, you know, that's attached to the left wing, you know, between the engine and the pylon. So, you know, I'm convinced that, you know, Colonel Don DeGrand Prix was correct, that this aircraft needed, you know, something extra to help it in, and that was the purpose of this ordnance. But I think also the purpose of the ordnance was to help. This was not Flight 175. This plane never took off from Logan Air, you know, International Airport looking like this. It's impossible.
Well, it's funny because Operation Northwood says they will stage people getting on a plane, land that somewhere else, and then have the drone go in for the attack. We have an official U.S. government document describing just these type of activities. Cannot ignore this. All right, we're delving deep. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer free of charge Peter Kershaw's renowned book Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Okay, we're talking to Phil Jahan. I'm Alex Jones. You can see his evidence at 911letsroll.org. And he's been covering this for how many years since you put your website up, Phil?
My website's been up for about 5 months.
Yeah. But I think you were, but I mean, how long since you've been posting stuff on the internet?
Probably about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, it started about 3 months after 911, and you know, I just started putting it together in a thread.
Well, this is something everybody can do, is just point out inconsistencies. I mean, clearly you watch the Fox video and CBS video, and it shows bombs going off in demolition style down the side of the building. It was reported by the firefighters. I've talked to them personally. And then Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, but it you know, geometrically explodes and, you know, falls in, and then the firefighters go, oh, yeah, we were told to get back. They were about to pull it. We're about to blow it up. And then the owner comes out and says, oh, yeah, we blew it up. And then it's still not a major news story. And I've called Larry Silverstein's office 10 times at least, and he won't come on the show. He won't respond.
That's a real shocker, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the whole thing, I mean, all three buildings fell without any resistance. And you know, as you're aware, but maybe a lot of people aren't, it's the first three, you know, steel structures, skyscrapers that have fallen because of fire alone. It's the first time in history. It's never happened.
But then they say, oh, it was the jet fuel. The people were standing in the holes in the building, and the firefighters were reporting, send up more crews, the fires are almost out. And then suddenly, boom, 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 it's bombs, bombs. And the seismographs and everything and the witnesses, it all happens. And the feds say, oh, the firefighter transmission tapes malfunctioned. Man, the city messed up. Then it came out in New York Daily News that, no, no, the government declared national security and took all those tapes, just like the FAA tapes they accidentally shredded from five towers.
Yeah, you know, the whole cover-up is incredible, and what's incredible is that there's no outrage from the American public over this. Like I said, you know, the buildings fell without any resistance whatsoever. It's clear that you can see the bombs going off. It's clear that they were, you know, controlled, you know, demolition. And how Larry Silverstein could ever collect on insurance, you know, for pulling his own building is beyond me. I mean,
well, that's the payout. But he only got $3 billion. They said he couldn't have double. He couldn't have seven.
Yeah, I think that's because of all the 911 sites. I think that, you know, it had an effect on him being able to collect and do what he was doing. You
now,
know,
I've read articles where we've had guests on who go to the public street in front of it, unfurl a sign saying Bush did it or prior knowledge of 9/11, and the police come and threaten to arrest him or arrest him. You spent a few days down there. What happened to you?
Nothing. I was, you know, and I've seen, you know, the other people that you were just talking about, and, you know, maybe this was happening in the past or it happened sporadically, but for the most part, I mean, you know, for the whole part, actually, you're left alone with whatever you want to, you know, demonstrate with down there.
How many people were out there getting the word out?
There was a whole bunch of people from the, I believe it's the ny911truth.org. You know, I think it's Les Jamison is one of the, you know, founders of the site. But they're out there every Saturday, and they spend their time, their money, and, you know, they sit and they talk to people. And the funny thing is I sat there and watched them and listened to them give, you know, their presentations to the people. All the people are open to this, Alex, like never before. 2 years ago, you could have never gotten people to even listen to this because they...
And again, that's when public opinion was the other direction. That's when the cops would arrest you because they'd get away with it. And now, as you just said, I've talked to others, they're not doing it now because the people know it's the truth.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
Phil, a side issue here. This is somewhat important for everybody out there. Oh, well, go ahead with your point. I'll bring it up in a second. Go ahead.
Oh, I lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Alex.
I did, too. That rarely happens, but I was busy interrupting you, trying to bring up a good point, and then, well, it's just that, I was going to bring up the pilot. Now, again, you're reporting, others have said, I called Colonel Don DeGrand Prix. He said, well, that's the name that I was told face-to-face. He claims that he talked face-to-face with this officer in the Air Force who says that he shot down Flight 93, but I haven't been able to... I've called his airbase. I've confirmed he's there. I've said, we want to know about this news report. Will he please talk to us? That was yesterday. We've got his home address now. We're trying to get the number, but can't... But, I mean, you'd think that he'd want to talk to us and tell us it wasn't true or it is true. But we're obviously going to give him some more time. But I hope it's not going to be like Larry Silverstein, where he just never responds to us.
Well, he's still under ownership, isn't he? I mean, I don't think he would be free to discuss something like this, do you?
I think you're right. I think you're right. But I just want to find out. I want to ask him about your report.
Oh, I'd love to, you know, see how he would respond to this. And you know, for everybody out there, you know, he was just following order.
We've got a break. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
We're about to go back to Phil Jahan here in just a few minutes, and then we'll take a few of your calls from Paul and Don and a few others that are holding patiently. Next hour, we're going to get into the forced drugging of America, the forced mental illness testing that Bush has been pushing. Really scary stuff. The Democrats just love it, and the neocons aren't even aware of it, of course. They think Bush is this great conservative. As the government spirals out of control and metastasizes at light speed. If you want to find out what really happened on 9/11, the concrete, totally documented, cannot be avoided, cannot be denied information, get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, get part two, The Masters of Terror, get my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, get Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. I'm now carrying George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, on VHS and DVD, $19.95. Get a free 80-plus page color booklet, the accompanying booklet, 9/11, The Great Illusion booklet. Get a second copy for $14.95 and get three of the booklets for $34.95. That's your $19.95 and your $14.95. $34.95, two copies and three booklets for $34.95, and give one as a gift. You're authorized to make copies of my videos, the videos I've produced. You're not authorized with the other videos I carry by other great people, like Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, in their new video that is so well done, it's amazing. And that is Innocence Betrayed. It's all about the Second Amendment and how government likes to take your guns and murder you. Everybody should see that. It's $29.95. Did you get three booklets with it as well on the Second Amendment? So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart. or call toll-free to get these videos and more at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. People always complain I do that too fast, so it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 films I produced. Quickly, because we're honored to have her, don't want to take up a lot of her time, is Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. A big way to take control of your life is to stop drinking the Prozac, the Ritalin, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, all the garbage that's in the water, the dead bacteria, the MBTE. Folks, I grew up in Dallas. The water is so bad in Dallas, when I go back and drink a glass of tap water, it makes me sick. Austin's water is a little bit better, but after you've been drinking Big Berkey water, it tastes horrible. Get a Big Berkey, made in America, great product, supports this broadcast. Your body is 70% water. Stop drinking the poison. Debbie, good to have you on with us. Tell us about the Big Berkey and the specials and how we get it.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me. Well, the Berkey water filter systems come in different models, but they're all basically the same technology, is that they are a gravity-fed water filter that requires no electricity or water pressure to rid the water of the bad pathogens that have been added to our water system. You know, it's time for us to take control of our health as well as our physical surroundings. And one of the easiest ways to take control of our health is by drinking clean, bacteria-free, chemical-free water. We're slowly poisoning our systems on a daily basis without even realizing it, you know. You think that you're doing a good thing by putting the Coke down and going to the faucet and getting a drink of water, but really and truly, it's just as bad. And so with the Berkey water filter, you can have it in your kitchen. You just put your tap water right into it using a pitcher and let it process through. It's a very slow drip. It holds 2.5 gallons of water, and you continually fill it as you use it, so most people don't ever run out of water. It really makes a difference in your life to be drinking good, healthy water. We do have two different specials available as far as with the Berkey light water filters. We have the $199 special, which gives you the water filter system as well as a free gift, and then the $259 water filter system that gives you the Berkey light with an added feature, which are some lights in the base, so that if your power were to go out or if you were on the road.
Powerful array of LEDs and blue or white lights, your choice. Burns for 14 years continuously. Comes with rechargeable batteries. You can also order a supplemental system with a that you can put out the window or out on the back porch or inside the house, a solar panel. They'll recharge those batteries. You can also then use the system to run cell phones and shortwave radios, whatever. And folks, a comparable cheap Indian knockoff from India of these gravity filters will be $250, $300 at the camping and hunting supply shop. Okay, this is made in America, top of the line, a new standard. This is the big soul maker right here in America, been in business for many years, been a sponsor for many years of this broadcast. And I would just challenge everybody out there to take action now and to give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And it's not just for disasters. It's for a way of life. Get off the poison water. It's just that simple. I see stories every day about what's in the water supply. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. And then tell them in the comments section that it's the Alex Jones special, and what free gift, what video, what DVD you want, or what sport bottle you want, or go to Infowars.com in the shopping cart. You can order there as well. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
You're great. God bless you. And folks, if you call and the phone's busy or it goes to voicemail, if the operators are busy, leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. Again, that's 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Okay, I want to thank Phil Jahan for holding. Let's cover some more of this information. We'll go to some calls, Phil, at 1-800-259-9231. Phil, again, something you mentioned in the last segment was so paramount that 2 years ago you'd go out and talk to people and got a different response. Same thing here. 2 years later, I've done thousands of, I mean, it's over 1,600 radio interviews. Almost no one calls in that disagrees on other people's shows, even when the talk show host is attacking me. So this really shows that people know deep down something's wrong. Can you speak to that, Phil?
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, I think it was Abraham Lincoln. I'm not sure who said it, but you can fool some of the people some of the time, most of the people most of the time, but you can't fool them all of the time. And that's so true. It, you know, people, you know, deep down, they know that something's not right, but they don't want to question it. They don't want to be viewed as unpatriotic or, you know, whatever their, you know, particular gig is. And I've found that, you know, people are so, you know, they're so open to hear this now and to see it and to receive it as the truth. It's unbelievable. I think it's, you know, partially due to time, and it's also due to, you know, the terrible, you know, presidency that we have. And just, I mean, this man is a tyrant. And people are starting to see him for what he is.
Well, obviously Bush is just a puppet. And I think if Al Gore would have gotten in, we'd have seen the same stuff. It's just that we're so far into the New World Order now that the progression of things is just getting worse and worse. But I agree that those that can pull the strings of George W. Bush are tyrants. And this announcement yesterday that we can secretly arrest citizens with no trial and you're never heard of again because we're above the law, we're the government. We're allowed to torture people. We're above the federal law. You know, we're allowed to get rid of the borders. We're above the federal law. I mean, they are announcing themselves that the government is God, and I'm sorry, the state is not God.
No, and, you know, the funny thing is, you know, Americans have been, you know, incrementally, you know, prepared for this. For a long time, Americans have watched their own government do this overseas to other countries, and they winked at it. They didn't care. And we knew that that's what our government did, and we didn't rein them in. And, you know, common sense would tell the average person that if we allow our government to sponsor terrorism all over the world like we have for the last 50 years, that, or, you know, or longer, that sooner or later, they're going to bring it home to us. And that's exactly what they've done. I'm sorry, my voice.
No, you're doing a great job. And that's how they scare us into submission. That's how they control us, Phil.
Yeah, it sure is. It's all fear. And, I mean, I experienced a lot of it when I took this website out. You know, I mean, I think you have too, you know, and it's very real. It's subtle. And it's always gnawing at the back of your mind. You know, what's going to happen if I talk? What's going to happen if I go knock on the door of this embassy and, you know, I get somebody to listen and accept this is true? You live in fear. And
well, the answer is for more of us to stand up, and I feel empowered myself.
Yeah, me too. You know, and I get, I'm empowered just by knocking on doors of embassies and talking to diplomats and their aides and having them look through my 90-second presentation and being convinced, you know, just on that alone. I mean, we're ready. Is all we need, Alex, is more foot soldiers out there to do whatever they can to share what happened on 911, and we can break this open, and we can actually, you know, hang the perpetrators that did this and take back our government. There's a possibility of that.
Well, I totally agree with you, and look, we have to debate 9/11. We have to look at all the facets of it, Phil. All I've ever said is that I think that anybody that talks about 9/11 on any website should also explore all the avenues, should cover all the issues, the things that cannot be debated, that supposed hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, that their houses and cars and credit cards were paid for by the government, that there was CIA insider trading, that public officials were warned not to fly, that bin Laden is CIA, that al-Qaeda was flown out to safety in the middle of the Afghan war, that all of this is going on.
Yeah, I agree with you. And to tell you the truth, you know, I mean, my site lacks a lot of these things, not because I don't believe them or not because I don't think they'd be profitable, but I lack the time. You know, most of the time, like, I've taken a month off of work. Actually, I'm going on 2 months now. But
I'm not even particularly talking about your side. I mean, all of us, we need to. I mean, I do a discredit when I just get on here and say the government did 9/11 or elements of it did without going into the evidence. And look, I've sat here before and done 3 hours without a phone call at rocket speed, just covering mainstream news article after mainstream news article, 600 plus of them. That's how much evidence there is, and there's new evidence all the time.
And you know what? There's absolutely no evidence. There's no proof of the government story. They haven't provided anything. I mean, I was listening to Dave and Kleiss a little bit earlier, and, I like the way he says it. I mean, the government story is a conspiracy theory. You know, it's a theory that's not backed by evidence, proof, or facts. And they've done no investigation, and they've taken all the resources of the investigators and used these to cover it up instead of bring it out. And it's maddening.
I hear you. Let's take a few calls here. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Paul.
Phil, I really appreciate what you're doing, my man. It's the first time I've heard you, and, man, I really appreciate everything you're doing out there. I got two comments, and then I have a question for Phil, and then I'm going to hang up. We were talking about the draft earlier, and it's good, great. We need to inform people on what they're trying to do. But as far as being concerned about, oh, my God, they're going to draft me, hey, wake up. All you have to do is not do what they say. Bottom line.
Well, what they'll do is they'll arrest a few prominent people to scare all of us into going and signing up. But they're not going to be able to make us do it. What they're going to do is they're going to blow a bunch of stuff up and then use that patriotic fervor, that helpful wave of indignation that the Northwoods document talks about, to get us to run and go along with it.
Yeah. My second point was, Phil, I was, when 9/11 first happened, the day that it happened, and they kept on repeating the same footage, I'm in Delaware, and in Philadelphia, they came forward and said that they found some Simtex in one of, either a train locker or a bus station, and it was a whole bunch of this stuff.
It was a bus station. I remember that. I remember hearing it on television, on radio, and then nothing ever came of it. Phil, any comments?
Alex, I'm completely ignorant of that story. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, there's just so many. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah. Well, if you call up any news station in Philadelphia, the only thing they would tell me about it, the first one I called said, when I did a follow-up, they said, it never happened. It was a mistake. Then I said, well, hold on a minute. How could it be a mistake? How could they make such a big statement at the time of 9/11 and then just say, it was a mistake? So I called back again at another news place, and the only thing they would tell me is they said it was some kind of Simtex from the Vietnam. But then I was listening to another person that talks about 9/11, and they were talking about gold being in the 9/11 building.
Yeah, no, that's admitted. There was a giant reserve of it there, and then no one ever asked where that gold is. Thanks for the call.
There was about $200 billion from what I've gathered.
$168 billion.
Okay.
That's what the Associated Press said beforehand. There was an admitted gold depository there, and it's like the CIA running a drill of flying hijacked jets in the Pentagon and World Trade Center on 9/11. That's admitted, but then no one discusses it.
Well, there was two giant gold trucks, armored trucks, that were found in the rubble, and they were found in a tunnel on their way out of the World Trade Center. And the interesting thing about, when they were found, is the drivers weren't in the trucks. There was no drivers killed. I mean, the trucks were abandoned, which means that they got advanced.
But again,
warning.
It's in the news that, ooh, where's all the gold? And suddenly that story just disappears.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the hundreds of billions in credit card transactions that were erased. Okay, Don in North Carolina. Don, go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Bill, hello as well.
Hello.
Before I ask you your question, I just want to say to all the listeners of your program, if you don't go and sign up to prisonplanettv.org and support this man and what he is doing, you are not helping our cause. So,
absolutely.
Alex, I bought a year subscription from you, and I think it is the most empowering information that a person can have.
Well, thank you. There's a lot on the site now at prisonplanet.tv, and thank you, sir. So you like it?
Oh, absolutely. I've been spending a lot of time going through the information late at night. Phil?
Yeah.
When I look at your website and I see this version, the black and white version, where it's appearing to launch a missile, but at the same time, that flash can also be construed to also mimic what Jack Blood has alluded to, that this is a GP bomb.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not married to saying what kind of missile it is or what kind of ordnance it is. I am saying that this is, you know, ordnance, and it's something that shoots out.
But again, instead of focusing on the missile, what is this giant thing on the bottom of the plane? That can't be debated.
There's no question.
Stay there, Dom. We'll come back. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with Phil J. Hinn. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Globalists will have no place to stay. Keep it rolling. This is your song, Globalist. When the dam breaks, it's already breaking. Truth is pouring out. You can't stop it. Your house of cards is coming down. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to have Phil Jahan back up soon, but let's finish in this final segment with him. Got another guest coming up. Don in North Carolina, finish up what you were saying, then we're going to go to John in Tennessee.
Yes, Alex, thank you. I'm just saying that there's a little bit of gray area there whether or not this is actually a missile. I think there's some plausibility that some of what we're seeing might be a reflection that would indicate that there's a missile trail, but I don't really think that it's that great a possibility. But
well, you know, there was all these indicators that there were bombs. Now it's 100% confirmed in the building and in WTC-7 in the building. So I think it needs to be looked at and examined, and it's important, but I think it's all part of a larger package of irrefutable things that need to be focused on. And I see the mainstream media in some cases focuses on the Pentagon, focuses on things like this, because they can kind of muddy the waters and not bring out the specifics.
Right, but no matter what it is, there's no question there's a pod there. It shouldn't be there. That means it's an inside operation. And when
all right, Don, great points, and thanks for your support. Do you agree with that? I mean, obviously, there is a pod there, Phil.
Oh, absolutely. It's indisputable. You know, I would just like to add that if you look at all the evidences in Mosaic, there's not one single video, and I think you've seen this yourself, Alex, there's not one single video that shows all the different, you know, evidences and proofs that we see all in one video. If you look at them like a mosaic, you'll be able to see, you know, a piece of evidence here and a piece of evidence here, and as you put it together, you can put a picture together. If you take the greenish video, and you know, which was shot by Camera Planet, this shows you the flash, and this shows you an actual picture of what I think is the missile, the rocket, the incendiary device, whatever it is, and it also shows that this penetrates the building, you know, about 6 feet to the right of the cockpit. And, you know, I'm persuaded, I'm absolutely sure that there's a double penetration happening here, that the cockpit is penetrating the
tower. Certainly that aircraft is not standard. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
If you go to Boeing's website at boeing.com and click on the 757 section, you'll see that all 757s have large pods under the fuselage. These pods hold the landing gear after retraction, and no other airliners have these pods where the wings attach to the fuselage.
We're talking about a different pod. I've looked at that. It's a different structure.
Okay, well, what I find most interesting on your website is that 757 refueling tankers may have been substituted, and this is exactly like Pentagon Operation Northwoods to repaint robot drone.
That's what they said. We're going to have staged flights take off, with actors getting on board, U.S. military, and then that's going to land. Then the drone flies in to do its attack.
Now, John, if you look at the picture that's on, you know, one of the first pictures on the top of the Let'sRoll911.org, you'll notice that in the back, right where the fuselage starts to go up and turn into a point, there's a dark blemish. And this is, you know, I personally believe that this is where they could have, you know, removed a fueling boom. And they didn't cover it up. I mean, this is exactly where the fueling, you know, refueling boom would have come out. And you can see a mark where it should be.
Well, in the Air Force, I worked on weapon systems and nuclear bombs, and I know what those pods look like. So, yeah, you know, it's not a clear shot zoomed in where you could really see it. But
is it not the same shape as a cruise missile pod?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could put anything in those things, and with $1.5 trillion missing from the Pentagon, it'd be easy to hide three 757 tankers from the budget.
It's $1.2 trillion missing.
Okay.
All right, thanks, John. All right, third hour coming up. Stay with us, folks. Phil Jaham, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. We'll have you back up. All right, my friends, you heard it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour straight ahead, so be sure and stay with us. We'll be right back. God bless you all.
The Burke.